Welcome back to the deep dive. So usually we're taking a huge nonfiction book or, a complex geopolitical idea, and we're tearing it apart to see what makes it tick.
Looking for the mechanics underneath it all.
Exactly. But today,
Yeah.
we're doing something completely different. We are doing a deep dive on one specific person, specifically you, Clay.
Yeah, this is a fascinating experiment. We've basically pulled together what you could call the user manual for Clay Schmitz. We've synthesized a stack of three really distinct, complex systems.
What's in the stack?
We've got his human design chart from the Jovian Archive, his Gene Keys hologenetic profile, and then his Western astrology natal chart.
It's like the unified theory of Clay. And our mission here is really specific. This isn't just, reading a horoscope for a lucky week.
Not at all.
We're looking for the actual mechanics. We want to uncover your genius, look your shadows square in the eye, and this is the big one map out a strategy for your career and relationships that actually feels easy.
Ease is the word of the day. It really is. Because when I look at this stack, especially the Incarnation Cross in his human design, I see this huge gap between what Clay probably thinks he should be doing,
Based on how we're all conditioned.
right, and what he is actually designed to do. Clay, you are working with the right angle cross of the Vessel of Love.
The vessel of love. I mean, that sounds poetic almost. Gentle. But knowing these systems, I'm guessing it's not just about sitting around and hugging trees.
Oh, it's incredibly rigorous. It points to a life path that is not rooted in conquest or achievement in the typical sense. It's rooted in alignment, acceptance, and love. But, and here's it, the catch getting there means you have to navigate some energetic mechanics that are completely counterintuitive to how we're told to operate.
Okay, so let's get into that engine room. Part one, the core design. We have to start with the human design chart. That's kind of the chassis of the whole vehicle, isn't it?
It is, it's the chassis. And the first thing that just screams out from the data is that Clay is a generator. And he has sacral authority.
Okay, let's pause right there. For anyone new to this, and for Clay, just to make sure it really lands, a generator is about energy, but a very specific kind of energy.
Think of it like a powerful magnetic energy field. Generators are the builders. They have this immense power source, the sacral center, that's just constantly generating life force. But, and this is the key, the on switch for that power is very, very specific. The strategy is wait to respond.
And this is the part that drives people nuts. Wait to respond. In a world that screams, go get it, make it happen, telling someone to wait feels like you're telling them to just fail.
Especially for Clay. And this is where synthesizing the charts gets really interesting. If we look over at his Western astrology, he has a Sagittarius sun and an Aries ascendant.
So fire and more fire.
Exactly. Aries rising is the warrior, it's the initiator. It's all about I am, I conquer, I start things. So, Clay, you have a personality, a self-image that wants to kick down doors and blaze new trails. You probably feel this incredible urge to just go.
But your energetic body, the generator vehicle you're in, is saying something else.
It's saying, if you kick down that door, you're going to meet resistance. You have to wait for the door to open for you or for someone to knock.
Wow. That's a huge internal conflict.
Yeah.
It's like having the engine of a Ferrari, but you're stuck in rush hour traffic. If you try to force it, you just burn out the clutch.
That is the perfect analogy. The frustration that's so common for generators, that's the Aries engine trying to override the vehicle's design. But when he waits, when life comes to him and his gut just gives that, yes. That frustration transforms into deep satisfaction.
We should also touch on his profile, the 13 investigator martyr. Martyr sounds so heavy. Is he meant to suffer?
It does sound dramatic, but in this context, it just means learning through experience. The one line is the investigator Cray needs to dig in, get the facts, understand the foundation of things.
And the three line.
The three is the martyr, which is really the experimenter.
Yeah.
He is literally designed to bump into things.
So he learns by tripping over the furniture.
He learns by tripping, getting back up, and going, okay, that didn't work. What's next? If Clay looks at his life and sees a lot of starts and stops, he might judge that as being flaky or unstable. But his design says, no, that's the system working perfectly. You're just collecting data. You find out what's right by finding out what's wrong for you.
That reframing is so important. It's not failure, it's R&D. So now let's bring in the gene keys. That vessel of love cross you mentioned connects directly to his life's work, which is gene key 10.
Yes, Gene Key 10 is the absolute core of this whole thing. The GIF is naturalness. And the source material uses this one specific image that I think Clay needs to just print out and stick on his mirror.
What is it?
A leaf drifting lazily down a stream.
A leaf, not a speedboat, not a salmon fighting its way upstream, just belief.
And the text is really bold here. It says, and I'm paraphrasing, what you do on the outside is effectively irrelevant.
Whoa! That is a terrifying thing to hear when you're looking for your next job. What you do is irrelevant.
It's terrifying for the mind, for the ego, but it's total liberation for his actual being. It means that for Clay, the specific job title, the industry, it doesn't matter as much as the quality of his being while he's doing it. He's here to show other people what it looks like to be completely at ease with yourself.
So his job, his product, is self-acceptance, demonstrated.
Exactly. If he's forcing it, if that Aries energy is trying to push the river, he isn't being that example. He creates resistance. But if he can surrender to the flow, like that leaf, he embodies the gift of naturalness. And sometimes the stream is fast, and sometimes it gets stuck in a little eddy. The leaf doesn't care. It just allows.
Okay, let's make this super practical. Part two, right livelihood.
Yeah.
Because Clay is in a transition. He's looking for that next step. If he's supposed to be a drifting leaf, I mean, how does a leaf apply for a job? How does it pay rent?
Right. And for that, we look at his sphere of evolution. This is his greatest challenge, but also his biggest breakthrough. For Clay, this is Gene Key 15. The shadow is dullness, and the gift is magnetism.
Magnetism. That implies attraction, not chasing.
Precisely. Clay is not designed to hunt. He's designed to attract. The shadow, dullness, is his kryptonite. Clay, you have a deep, almost visceral fear of the mundane, of the gray, the soulless routine.
So if a job description feels dull, if the whole process feels robotic, that's a hard no from his entire system.
It's a full body no. If he forces himself into a role that suppresses his life force, he actually loses his magnetism. He becomes invisible. But, and here's a subtle but important piece, we also look at his pearl sequence for prosperity. And there's a line one there, which is simplicity.
Okay, wait. He hates dullness, but he needs simplicity. That feels like a contradiction. Usually exciting things are complicated.
It's a paradox, but they aren't the same thing. Dullness is a lack of spirit. Simplicity is a lack of clutter. The guidance here is that Clay might overcomplicate his life or his work because he's trying to avoid being bored, but his actual path to prosperity is to strip things down. The business model, the role, it should be simple.
High vibration, but low complexity.
That's it, exactly. A simple structure that allows his complex magnetic spirit to just shine. If the structure is too complex, he gets bogged down in the dullness. If the spirit is gone, he gets bored.
The source material also pointed us to his vocation sphere, Gene Key 6. And this is often the core wound, right? The thing we struggle with but end up teaching.
Yes. Gene Key 6 is the journey from the shadow of conflict to the gift of diplomacy.
Diplomacy, that's a very specific skill.
It is. And remember that 13 profile, the experimenter. Clay has spent his life bumping into friction, into conflict. He knows what it feels like inside and out. His genius, his right livelihood, is literally about going into places where there is friction and using his naturalness to smooth it all out. He's a born peacemaker, a bridge builder.
Okay, so if we were writing Clay's ideal job description, it's something like a role that avoids soulless routine, where he gets to act as a diplomat or a harmonizer, and where the day-to-day is simple enough that he can just relax and be himself.
And, this is crucial, it's a role he didn't have to fake anything to get. If he has to put on a persona to get the job, it's the wrong job. His whole strategy is wait to respond. He puts his signal out there, his magnetism, and sees who shows up. The right people will want him, not a polished resume.
That is a huge insight.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to fake it, it's not for you.
Yeah.
But staying in that state of trust, that is hard. Which brings us to part three. The shadows. What actually trips him up?
There are two big shadow patterns here that really act as self-sabotage loops. The first is tied directly to his life's work, Gene Key 10. The shadow is self-obsession.
Oof, that's a harsh word. It sounds like narcissism.
In the Gene Key's context, it's not really vanity. It's more like a preoccupation with your own journey to the point where you exclude others. Because Clay is so focused on his own leaf on the stream, on his own independence from that Aries rising, he can become isolated. He can forget there are other leaves in the river with him.
It's the downside of being an investigator too, right?
Yeah.
You go so deep into your own research, you forget to come up for air.
Exactly. And that isolation can trigger the second trap, which is the shadow of Gene Key 25, his purpose. The shadow is constriction.
Constriction, like tightening up.
Gene Key 25 is all about universal love. But when a 13 profile like his bumps into pain, a rejection, a failure, a harsh comment, the instinctive reaction is to close the heart. To armor up, the Aries warrior puts the breastplate on.
And when he armors up, I'm guessing he loses that magnetism we talked about.
Instantly. His power is in yielding. And I don't mean giving up. I mean yielding like a martial artist uses an opponent's energy. When he constricts, he blocks the entire flow.
So how does he stay open? What's the antidote? How do you keep your heart open when the world feels scary?
We look at his radiant sphere, Gene Key 46. This is all about his physical health and vitality. And the gift here is delight.
Delight. I love that word.
And its shadow is seriousness. This is probably the most practical, actionable advice in the whole deep dive for his day-to-day life. Clay, if you are getting super serious about your job search, if you're grinding and strategizing and being rigid, you are literally draining your own battery.
Yeah, the text was so specific here. It said something like, yours is not a life of discipline and diet. It basically said he needs to revel in his own senses.
Yes, be in your body, taste your food. Feel the sun. Enjoy the simple physical texture of being alive. That state of delight is what generates the frequency that makes him magnetic.
That is so backward from what we're taught. We're told when you're looking for work, you have to be serious and disciplined.
Yeah.
You're saying the prescription for a stalled career is go enjoy a really great meal.
Or go for a walk, play some music, get out of your head. If he's in his head worrying, which is the shadow of seriousness, the signal gets cut off, the opportunities just stop coming. He has to trust that his joy is actually his best business strategy.
That flows perfectly into our last section, part four, relationships. Because if he's vibrating with delight, he's going to attract people. How does Clay love and how should people love Clay?
It's such a complex, beautiful mix. And this is where the astrology and the gene keys really braid together. First, the astrology. His moon is in Cancer.
The crab. Hard shell on the outside, very soft and emotional on the inside. Needs security.
Exactly. The moon is his private self, his emotional needs. He needs a home base, needs safety, a partner who feels like a sanctuary. But his Venus is in Scorpio.
Oh, boy. That's a combo. Cancer moon wants a safe harbor. Scorpio Venus wants to sail into the storm.
Scorpio Venus wants the absolute depths, soul merging. It does not do casual. It craves intensity, transformation. So he has this tender, safety-seeking inner world. But his drive for connection wants to dive into the deepest part of the ocean.
So he needs a partner who can be his safe place, but who is also brave enough to go exploring the scary depths with him.
You've nailed it. He can't be with someone superficial. He'll get bored in a second. And that boredom is right there in his Gene Key's attraction sphere, Gene Key 17. The line three here is labeled promiscuity playfulness.
Okay, let's clarify promiscuity before he gets into trouble.
Right. In the Gene Keys, especially with line three, it's not about cheating. It's about a need for variety and freshness and play. It means he gets claustrophobic if a relationship becomes too stagnant or routine. Back to that fear of dullness, he needs a partner who is mentally agile, who is playful.
And the shadow of Gene Key 17 is opinion.
Yes. So if he's with someone who is dogmatic, rigid, who sees things in black and white, it will just kill the attraction stone down. He needs playful mental sparring.
So conflict is going to happen, especially for a 13 who bumps into walls. What's the user manual for resolving conflict with Clay?
We go straight back to his vocation, diplomacy, Gene Key 6. But we also have to look at his IQ sphere, Gene Key 34. The shadow there is force. If you tried to force Clay to push him to make demands, his Aries rising will fate you, or his generator sacral will just dig its heels in and give you a hard...
The stubborn mule.
The immovable object. You cannot force a generator. But if you appeal to his gift of diplomacy, if you invite him to help solve the problem, he shines. And his core purpose in Gene Key 25 is acceptance. He just needs to feel accepted for his strange mix of independence and neediness.
So to love Clay is to let him be the leaf, to not yell at the leaf for drifting.
And not judge it when it gets stuck on a rock for a bit. To understand that his right livelihood and his right relationship are born from the exact same place. His ability to stay open-hearted, natural, and yielding.
It all comes back to that one image, doesn't it? The leaf on the stream. It seems so passive for such a fiery chart, but I guess that's the point.
That's the balance. The fire provides the light, but the water shows him the way.
So let's wrap this. We've covered a ton. If we had to put this on a post-it note for Clay's computer monitor, what's the cheat sheet?
Okay, four commands. Number one, wait to respond. Trust your gut sounds. Don't initiate from your head, no matter how much your Aries wants to.
Number two,
be the leaf. Your life's work is naturalness. If you feel yourself straining, you're off your path.
Number three.
Choose delight over seriousness. Your health, your vitality, your magnetism. It all depends on you actually enjoying your life. Don't let the job search turn you into a robot.
And the last one.
Diplomacy is your superpower. In work and in love, you're the one who builds the bridge. Use it.
And the big aha for me in all this is realizing that for Clay, the job search isn't separate from his spiritual path.
No, it's the same thing. His right livelihood isn't a place he goes to. It's a byproduct. When Clay is vibrating at the frequency of delight and naturalness, his magnetism just switches on. Yeah. And the right opportunities will literally float into his field for him to respond to.
That takes an incredible amount of trust. It is scary to take your hands off the wheel like that.
It's the ultimate trust. It takes the courage of a true vessel of love.
Well, Clay, we hope this roadmap helps you navigate the next part of this dream. It's a fascinating design full of paradoxes, but really beautiful ones.
Truly. And I want to leave you with one final thought, Clay. A question, really, based on your purpose in Gene Key 25, which is all about acceptance and innocence.
Let's hear it.
If your only real agenda in this life is to keep your sense of innocence and love intact, no matter what storms life throws at you, how does that change the way you look at a rejection email or the silence from a job application? What if the no isn't a failure, but just the stream protecting your innocence from the wrong place?
That changes the entire game. Thanks for diving in with us, Clay.
Take care, Clay.
See you all next time.